Today, I wanted to share a story I shared with my email list back on October 31st about how my mom's stroke taught me about dealing with IRS tax problems. This is a really hard thing to talk about because that day was really one of the most scariest, chilling memories of my entire life. And it all started with a basic phone call from my sister from Oregon had called me and told me, "Hey, Carlos, something's wrong with mom who happened to live a few miles from me. I was just talking with her. So there's something wrong. You need to get down there right away." I immediately hung up the phone, jumped in my car, drove down the mountain, and she lived about 7 miles from me. And I got to her house and she was sitting there in a chair in extreme agony. And as I get there, the ambulance happens to be pulling up at the same time. So this was back in 2016. And, you know, being a former EMT medic, I worked with EMS for almost 13 years of my life. It was terrifying. It was a terrifying experience. And I remember, you know, the ambulance personnel got my mom into the car. I happen to know them because I used to work with them 20 some odd years ago. And I knew she was in good hands, but they were rushing her to the hospital and I was following the hospital, following the ambulance down to Loma Linda University. And they rushed my mom in there. And, you know, every second felt like a complete, it's an eternity. When something is happening to your loved ones, you know, for people who have experienced that, it lasts forever. And, you know, when this was all going on, I remember the doctors, and I knew the doctors, they started doing a whole bunch of things that they have to get done to find out what is going on, because they don't know what's going on. You know, they were ordering bloods, labs, x-rays. They were kind of rushing everything. They were taking her over to CT scans. And, you know, and internally as a family member, you're thinking, well, why aren't they doing nothing? And the reason they're not doing nothing is they're trying to figure out what the problem is. That's what they're trying to figure out. What is the problem? What is going on? They don't want to do anything that could cause more damage to the situation. So as I said, you know, they did the blood labs and x-rays, the CT scans, and they're rushing through this. And, you know, are they going to have to do surgery? There's sometimes in certain situations you got to do surgery, or there's certain medicines depending on what's going on. And again, like I said, you're just hoping they're doing the right thing. And here's what I learned from that experience. It's the same thing when dealing with the tax problem. You know, a lot of times people come to me and they're just like, "Well, Carlos, you know, I owe the IRS X amount of dollars, or I haven't filed tax returns. I just need you to do this." They're almost telling me what needs to get done sometimes. Sometimes they don't know what's going on. They're just completely confused. So I have to kind of slow down, kind of like what a doctor does. They slow down, get a big picture, and start doing their investigation or discovery to find out what the problem is. When you guys call me, one of the things I'm doing, I'm listening to you of what's happening in your life financially, in your tax world, what's happened in the past, kind of like a doctor. We're listening here. And then, you know, if those of you guys who are working with me know this, I say, well, the first thing we're going to do is what I call our phase one investigation, our discovery. We're going to file a power of attorney with the IRS, with the state. We're going to find out exactly what's going on. You know, how much money do you owe? What tax returns haven't been filed? When is the tax debt going to expire? What tax return? What income was reported on you? Do you qualify for certain penalty abatements that's available? These are all things we can find out when we're doing our investigation. It's the equivalent of the doctor saying, you know, let's get the bloods, let's do the labs, let's get the x-rays, let's do the CT scan. Let's find out what the actual problem is. Because if we know what the actual problem is, we can have as a doctor would say, a care plan to fix the problem. I tell people, once I know what the problem is, I know what the strategy is going forward to deal with the problem. We're not going to rush into things. You know, a doctor doesn't rush, you know, they didn't rush my mom in there. And the doctor said, get her to the surgery table and let's do surgery. Well, what do you do surgery on? Does she have a problem with the heart? Is it a problem with the brain? Is it a stroke? What's the problem? So we can't rush into it. The same thing in my situation. I've actually had people say, I haven't filed 10 years of tax returns or even more. I need you to file all the tax returns. Whoa, back up. We don't want to do that. That can create a lot more damage than what actually has happened. And I've had people do that. I've shared in the past, I've had experiences where someone has come into my office, explained everything. I talked about how we got to get started. We got to do our investigation, the blood labs and x-rays, basically, to find out what the problem is. And here's the cost to get started. And he's like, well, you know, all I want is my tax returns done. And I try to explain to him why he didn't want to do that. Anyways, he didn't listen. He left. And I didn't hear from him for months. Months. Did not hear from this guy. I figured he had it figured out, wanted to get the tax returns done. Well, he eventually came back in, came in with 10 manila envelopes that came in with all 10 years. And I kind of recognized them. And I'm like, oh, you're the guy that came in. I said, what do you got there? He goes, well, I got my 10 years of tax returns. I said, oh, really? I said, he goes, well, I want to hire you to decide what to do here. And then I asked him a key question. I said, don't tell me you filed all those tax returns. He goes, I did. He had went to like H&R Block. I forgot what it was. What went to a place that didn't specialize in past due returns. It may or may not have been. I can't remember exactly who did those returns. But he had filed all 10 years of returns. And for those years, the IRS never wanted. They did not want that tax return whatsoever. But here's what happened. Because he filed those returns, the IRS has to collect on those returns. And by the time we figured out the penalties and interest for those 4 years of returns that the IRS never wanted, it was close to $100,000 of tax debt that the IRS was never going to come after him for because they didn't want those tax returns. But he filed the tax returns. So to save a little money on the investigation, for me to give him a clear path on exactly what to do, here's what happened. He created $100,000 of additional tax debt that now he's going to have to figure out how to resolve. So, and that's what I wanted to share with you today is just understand the reason we do certain things in the order we do them is we don't want to prevent any damage that any further damage that's probably already happened in the situation you're in. And if you're ready to get your bloods, labs, and x-rays for your tax problem done, I call it the tax vita scan. It's literally, we will find out exactly what's going on and what is the strategy to move forward. You know, fill out the tax debt survey below. It's just a basic survey with basic questions on what's going on in your situation that you know of at least. And then we'll reach back out to you to book an appointment to move forward. With that, this is Carlos Samaniego, Tax Debt Consultants. If you haven't gotten my free book, click the link below. You can get my free book, taxdebtbook.com. I'm super excited. That's a great book. Oh, if you haven't heard about, I recently co-wrote a book with Dick Vitale called Never Give Up. And I share my tax story on how I went 8 years not filing my own tax return. But if you haven't picked up this book, you can grab it on Amazon or you can pick up a free ebook copy of it at thetaleofnoreturns.com. Taleofnoreturns.com. The link will be down in the description and you can get a free copy of that. Read my chapter where I talk about how I went 8 years not filing my taxes and finally got it resolved. With that, guys, Tax Debt Consultants, Carlos Samaniego. I got to head out. I'm doing a conference virtually here, so I better hang up and I will talk to you guys later. Bye-bye for now.